FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Four more segments, folks, to go before we depart for Virginia. And as we transition from the NCF last segment to now the personal connection, batter up, baseball is on deck. This portion of the program, well, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/care.
One of the many benefits of traveling is being able to get a good night's sleep in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort. And now you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home and save 27% as part of the extended Memorial Day sale going on right now at helixsleep.com/care.
You know, unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns their own manufacturing facilities right here in the USA. Each mattress is made in America by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. To find out which mattress is the best for you, take their simple sleep quiz. You're going to find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is on its way free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, they'll come pick it up, give you a full refund, no questions asked. 27% you're going to save at helixsleep.com/carrier this weekend or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, it's been 3 years since we last spoke with Tim Malcolm, and that changes today. Tim's traveled to every ballpark in the country. Not only does he take in the games, he's road tripping his way there and seeing an array of local sites. Tim's chronicled his adventures in his book that we recommend, Baseball Road Trips, The Complete Guide to All the Ballparks with Beer, Bites, and Sights Nearby. He rejoins the show now for today's personal connection.
Timothy, good morning. 3 years is a long time between segments. Welcome back to the Big Show.
Oh, so good to be here. It's been a long time. You're right, but it's a real pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So last hour, RJ was here doing his open road segment. That's the segment of our show that covers all things vehicles, races, car reviews, and road trips. And after today's show, Mary and I have our own road trip down to Virginia we're going to head out on. Now, we're not going to be catching a game at Nationals Park when we get to the D.C. area since they're traveling. The Orioles are home. You know, they're playing Pope Leo's White Sox, I guess we call them now. But I do appreciate Camden Yards being a diehard Yankee fan, and we're not going to be going there unless the Yankees are playing at Camden. So if memory serves me correctly, you know, you grew up in the Philly area, obviously old Veterans Stadium, now Citizens Bank Park. Camden Yards played a role in your initial love for ballparks, if I'm correct. Do I have that right, Tim?
Yeah, it is one of the ballparks, for sure, that played a part in my love for ballparks. It's funny, I grew up, as you said, with Veterans Stadium, and I would watch TV and SportsCenter and all these things, and I would see other ballparks on TV and think, why is the ballpark that I go to not as good as those? And so Oriole Park was one of those early ones, opening in 1992, and really kind of changed the game in ballpark construction and design. I thought, man, I want to get out there, see that place. Mm-hmm. I became an Orioles fan, sort of as my American League team for a little bit. I loved Gallerpin Jr. as well, so that was part of it. But I was able to get to Camden Yards around like 1998 or so, and it was one of the first parks I visited, like that was outside the Veterans Stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was just taken aback walking the outfield concourse, which is like a different thing. Open air and the food, and it was just an incredible place.
Timothy, I think baseball fans will absolutely appreciate the layout of your book. It's very thorough. I just mentioned it in the intro. But I also think road trippers will appreciate it because you cover local foods, local attractions, and a memorable road trip that I'm thinking of that Robert and I did with our sons involved both Busch Stadium in St. Louis with the Cardinals. I really love that stadium, and Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with the Royals across I-70. You've also written about and visited these stadiums. Talk about your experiences and some takeaways in that area of our country.
I actually just went to Kansas City and St. Louis last season to kind of do a new trip there. And it's a great, easy road trip. As you said, it's like 4.5 hours or something like that between the two cities by car. And Kansas City, obviously Kauffman is sort of away from the downtown Kansas City area. But what's amazing about Kansas City is you'll want to spend time there. They have the Negro Leagues Museum downtown, which is one of my favorite baseball like sites to see. Mm-hmm. And you could spend an entire day if you want in there just reading everything and looking at all the memorabilia of players from the early 20th century and stuff like that. But also the barbecue there is awesome. I mean, Arthur Bryant has been there forever. There's places like Q32 and Joe's Kansas City, and like there's all kinds of great Kansas City barbecue spots. They now have a barbecue museum in Kansas City. So like you could spend a couple days in that city, in that area right there. And then St. Louis, you know, what I love about St. Louis is you have to kind of search a little bit to find some of the cool stuff because Busch Stadium there is downtown. Mm-hmm. And there's some bars and a little bit of walking around there, but you kind of get outside of that area. And the Italian neighborhood over there, sort of west of downtown, has like incredible food. And people told me, you got to get the toasted ravioli. And yeah, you do. I mean, there's a number of great places that do it, and it's a cool, like, little lunch kind of thing, or even for dinner. But St. Louis is a fun little town. I mean, I really enjoyed my last time I was there.
It's a great city. So since you're in our personal connection, Timothy, I'd like to hear, you know, what keeps you going on these road trips visiting baseball stadiums, and why do you recommend these type of trips to others? I mean, it certainly is a great way to see America, but what does it for you with these baseball road trips?
I mean, personally, I just feel kind of at home in a ballpark. It's a very comfortable, cozy place for me. It feels right for me. It's a safe space for me. But I think what that taps into for me is the opportunity to meet people from all over the place. I walk around in every ballpark wearing my Phillies hat. A, I'm Phillies fan, but B, wearing a Phillies hat is like wearing this giant magnet, because people will look at you and say, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Why am I amazingly, like, I'm mad at you for some reason because you're wearing a Phillies hat?
Right.
What's the deal? And a conversation starts. And I get to meet people, make new friends, and I've done that at every ballpark that I've been to. And then they recommend places to go eat and see when, you know, when I'm in the city there. And it gives me a sense of who the people are, and it kind of lets me reconnect with people.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I agree 100% on that.
I'm impressed you wear your Philly hat to all the stadiums.
We enjoyed last year when we were going around Cincinnati with the Great American Ballpark there. That was a lot of fun. That's a great area of downtown. Yeah. But, you know, so earlier this week, Timothy, I was watching the Yankees play the Angels out in Anaheim, and the announcer mentioned that the Angels had just broken an all-time record of having played 26 straight games in the state of California. Now, they weren't all home games in Anaheim, of course. They were in San Diego and Sacramento and against the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine there. But, you know, as I listen to what we're talking about, I have to say, is there a better state to go enjoy baseball and experience such diversity than California? And I mean, you know, Petco Park in San Diego, great place. Angel Stadium, very different type of ballpark. The Yankees right now are in L.A. this weekend playing the Dodgers. You know, although it's an old stadium, it's a one of a kind. You got to go. Oracle Park in San Francisco is great. And, you know, I guess we'll throw out there, you know, you can enjoy a minor league park with major league action in Sacramento right now. So thoughts on this, Timothy?
Well, I actually went to Sacramento this season. I had to go out and had to check it out, see what it's like. And I love Sacramento. It's like a low-key, like, fun little city. It's easy to navigate, great walking city. Architecture is cool, and the ballpark is right across the river there, so you can walk the bridge, the Tower Bridge, which has the yellow towers, and walk right over to the ballpark from downtown. So it's very accessible. The fans are very excited to have baseball there. It's a really cool little city. But you're right. Los Angeles with the Dodgers, I mean, that is a classic ballpark with an amazing construction, and everybody's got to go there once just to see and be in that place, see what it's like. But LA is a cool city, obviously, with so much to do. And then you drive down, you have the beach, you have Anaheim there, go down Orange County, and that's an interesting stadium. Maybe not my favorite, but the people there are great. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot to kind of navigate in that area. Of course, Disneyland is there and all that, so there's plenty to do.
Yeah, it's different. I'll agree with you on that. But San Diego's outstanding.
San Diego might be my favorite park right now in the league. It is right there downtown. It's like a labyrinth to kind of walk around in because there's so much to see.
You have the whole gas lamp district there. That's great.
That's a great place to hang out before and after the game. I mean, they made it very accessible for people. But at Oracle Park, which I went to earlier this year with my Sacramento trip, I mean, I've been to Oracle a couple times now, and every time I'm just stunned at how gorgeous that place is. San Francisco is just a favorite city of mine. I love walking around in San Francisco and checking out the different neighborhoods, eating a burrito at the Mission District, or, you know, I recently had some oysters by the water there, you know, by the ferry building. Just awesome, awesome experience.
Well, Timothy, listen, we're talking food, we're talking culture, we're talking great cities and travel. I mean, listen, it's great. Unfortunately, you know, we're out of time for today. We could do the entire 2 hours of this show. We could do an entire 2 weeks of the show on all the things. But I do want to give folks the website for you and also the name of the book. Go pick it up. It's a great book. Really enjoy reading it. And every page, you'll enjoy something in it. Baseball Road Trips, The Complete Guide to All Ballparks with Beer, Bites, and Sights Nearby. It's by Moon Guides. Or if you want to get in touch with Timothy yourself, the website is just clamproductions.com. Timothy, again, this went by way too quick, but really nice reconnecting with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
But let's make it before 3 years.
Definitely. Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary. Well, 3 years, way too long for Tim. Great conversation. Love the book that we have here, folks.
Yeah, it's a great book.
There's a great map in here of places to visit and so forth.
It's just so thorough, and it's fun. It's a fun read.
Every page, as I said. But, you know, Timothy also talks about making sports pilgrimages to places like the Hall of Fame, Field of Dreams, and so forth. That's something we certainly agree on. And we didn't even touch on Chicago, which is a must-go place for baseball, food, and culture. We did a Let's Go America tour there a few years ago. Had a great time. You loved Wrigley Field.
I did. I also loved the pizza.
Yeah, well, Lou Malnati is another
and
thing.
And Giordano's, too.
Fiorella Jacks, by the way, Kansas City got to do. So, anyway, I know Bobby's high on baseball there in Dallas at Globe Life Field with the Rangers. I mean, love it. Frankly, bottom line, sports, major part of enjoying America. We need to wrap right now, folks. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, Rudy goes into vacation detective mode. All right, he's going to do that for the right stuff. The museum gallery is also still ahead. That's coming in about 20 minutes with Mary and me. Thanks for being part of the show, everyone. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.